that okay? K4HNR.
Okay. Hey, Connor.
This evening.
You sound good. Everything's... you got a great signal, so you should be good.
Well, that's half the battle. We'll see how it goes here in a minute.
And you'll do great. Is Hayden working tonight?
I think they visited her family this weekend, but I think they're driving back, so he should be mobile, but he'll still be able to check in.
I figured he'd want to listen in if he was available.
I do, after I did on Tuesday.
Yep. Well, I'll be here. I'm going to go help do some stuff real quick, but I'll be back at that time.
Well, thanks so much. We'll talk to you here in a minute. K4HNR.
Perfectly quieting, or full quieting, as they say. All right, we'll see you in a few. N4ZLK.
Next, I sent you Shane and Gerald here.
I just realized when you started talking, my brother and a friend of his and my mother and her husband were here, and they just left, and I saw it come in, but I have not looked at it yet.
In Florence, Colorado, and he thought of me, so I thought I'd pass it on to you. Never seen anything like it.
I'm looking at it right now. Looks like it's in a kind of like a briefcase. You can close the lid and carry it with you. That's pretty interesting, and an instructograph.
Well, I thought it'd be something from your childhood. I'm not old enough to know anything like that.
I don't know. It looks too modern for my childhood.
I don't know. Looking at it, I can't tell if it's tapes or what the heck it is. The darndest thing I ever seen was when I took my commercial radio license in Carthage, Missouri. And this elderly gentleman was there to take his second class FCC, and I was taking the first. And anyways, he had this case, and he pulled out this case and had an underwriter's typewriter in it, the old black typewriters and that, like he used aboard ships all over the world. And his call was W0OX, and they called him Wooks, of course. And he showed me all the certificates from all of the different captains that had signed him off on their ships all over the world, and he was getting ready to go to Bahrain, and he said that they told him his wife couldn't go, and he says, okay, I won't go then, because of their religions over there, you know. From that, they changed their mind, and they was flying him up to Washington to catch the ship to go out. That old typewriter was really something to see.
Recognize the station there. Tom, it looks like this might have been something you could put a key to, because there's some, I don't know, it looks like some wire receptacles, three in a row back there. Maybe it had a speaker inside and you just hooked the key up to it. I don't know. I don't understand it either. But I need to jump out here real quick. Other station, go ahead, N4ZLK.
ZLK, I was wanting to holler at Bird Leg there. N0TR, and now I'm just going to speak to both of you, N4OVQ. I hope y'all are doing great.
Hi, Stacy. Haven't heard you in so long. Oh, I'm sitting here trying to get this stupid computer to restart right, and it won't. It keeps coming up with the picture, and it asks if you like it or not. And I told him it looked okay, but now it won't let me kill it. I don't get it. Anyways, hope you're doing all right. The net starts here in about 5 minutes.
I had to get in there quick enough. It's been a while, Tom. Sure has. And I I just wanted to speak to both of you right quick. I'll try to check in on that. I've been doing a lot of D-Star and All-Star, which is, that's turned out pretty good. But anyway, just want to speak to y'all. N4OVK.
It's nice to hear you. And I'll go back to my computer here. I was trying to pull up the 2RZ page so I can do, oh, there it comes. So I can do a little CW here if there's anything on. It's been real iffy lately. Talk to you later, N4OVQ in 0TR73.
You, Tom, yeah, I'll be hollering at you later. Not on that much, but a little bit, then I'll holler at you later. N4OVQ. Okay, good to hear you. Got that wrong, I said K. Excuse me.
K4HNR calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is K4HNR. My name is Connor, and my location is Greenville, South Carolina. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Now, folks, this is my first time calling the net, so if you would, please speak slowly and clearly when you check in, and I would greatly appreciate it. Bulletins or formal traffic for the net, please call K4HNR. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, please give your call, name, location, and signal for the RAGCHU portion. I've got a pretty good fun fact to share with everybody at the RAGCHU, so I do hope that you stick around. Before we get to the RF check-ins, let's welcome those who use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater, and then we'll see who's over on Echolink. First up, tonight we'd like to welcome KC4PLT, that's Richard over in Flowery Branch, Georgia. We've got KF4CKT, that is John over in Honeypath. KC4 Patrick down in Rome, Georgia. And AA4GH, that is Gus down in Punta Gunta, Florida. And we've got W4FCM, that is Fred over in Traveler's Rest, and his wife N4. Thanks for checking in, Fred and Isla. And we've got W2AMD, that is Andrew over in Simpsonville. And K4XMR, that is Mel over in Prosperity. And we've got KG4PFI, that's Don in Piedmont, and his wife, KG4QLQ. We'd also like to check in KO4ZEW, that's Ben over in Simpsonville, and KX4YM, that is Scott over in Greenville. And we've got KN4RJN, that is John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KB2BYQ, that is Dave over in Easley. And we've got KC4W, that is Bill in Anderson. And finally, K4NMF, that is Joseph over in Taylor's. Let's welcome our Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check in, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR, please check in. KQ4GWP, this is Hayden. I'm up here in Girton, North Carolina tonight. Hey, you're doing great, Connor. Everything sounds wonderful. I'll be negative and negative. Have a good rest of your night. See ya.
K4GWP, that's my twin brother Hayden. Appreciate you checking in up there from Girton on Echolink. Be safe out there, and I will holler at you later. Any other Echolink stations out there, please call K4HNR or Net Control. Let's move on to the RF portion. Tonight being Saturday night, we will begin with Alpha through Delta. If the suffix in your call sign begins with Alpha through Delta, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR. Connor, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we're both being negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoals, and she'll also be negative and negative.
K4HNR. Good evening, Connor. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Doing a really good job. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Connor.
K4HNR. R. Good evening, Connor. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Uniform Romeo, KR4 CUR, Josh in Bowling Springs, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
KR. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4 DOS. That's Gary. Also Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee. K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
4HNR. Again, Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4 ACR Terry, Moore, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Good evening.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. That was a great first group here. We'd like to check in the whole family here. KK4DMW, that is Rick over in Piedmont, and his wife KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and their daughter KM4MOQ, Michelle, down to Wareshoal. Thanks for checking in tonight, folks. And then we've got our net controller of all controllers, Mr. Dave, W4DJW. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Dave, over in Greer. Next, we've got KR4CUR. That's Josh over in Boiling Springs. Thanks for checking in tonight, Josh. Next, we have our Wednesday night controller. That's KI4DOS, Mr. Gary over in Easley, and his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary. Last, we've got KR4ACR. That's Terry over in Moore, South Carolina. Let's try one more time for the Alpha through Delta group. Alpha through Delta, please call K4HNR or Net Control. For HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, let's move to the next group. Echo through Hotel. If the suffix in your call sign starts with Echo through Hotel, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR. Hunter and all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Connor, but thanks for calling the net and doing a great job.
HNR. Connor, welcome as a new operator. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, and Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. And that will be a negative and negative tonight, Connor. Thanks.
November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, head in Brevard. No traffic, no comments on monitoring.
R. Appreciate you calling the net for us. Doing an awesome job. Sounds like you've been doing this for years, my friend. Doing an excellent job. Sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name's Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Connor. No traffic, no comments other than to tell you great job. Keep it up, sir. 7-3 to you and everyone on net.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Good little group here. We've got KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, up at Penrose. Appreciate you checking in, Patrick. Thanks for getting me up to speed and helping me get to this point. I appreciate it. Next, we have KC4EZN, Mr. Harry over in Candler. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry. And we've got N4EDW. That's Mr. Ed over in Brevard. Appreciate you checking in tonight. And last, we've got, I've really got to think about this, so close to my call sign, it's AK4HR. That is Mike over in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mike. Let's try one more time. Echo through hotel. Please call K4HNR or net control. Let's move on to the next group. India through Lima. I through L. Please call K4HNR or net control.
NR. Kilo 4. Juliet. Foxtrot. Oscar. And I am James. And I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'm going to be negative and negative, saying CP3s for each one of you.
Sir. Sir, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4HNR. This is not the first time you're calling that. Come on. Please check in. Kilo. Kilo 4. Juliet. Bravo. Quebec. KK4JPQ. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo. Charlie. 4. Mike. Foxtrot. Kilo. KC4MFK. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI, and Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
Check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer, negative and negative this evening.
NR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Good group there, everyone. Thanks for checking in. First, we'd like to welcome KK4JVO. That's James over in Tuxedo. Thanks for checking in, James. And we've got KO4JKV. That's Duncan up in Asheville. That's our Monday night net controller. Thanks for checking in tonight, Duncan. Appreciate the kind words. Next, we have KK4JBQ. That is Larry over in Greer and his wife KC4MFK, Miss Donna. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Larry. Also, thank you for the encouragement. I do appreciate it. Next, we'd like to welcome Able Rock. And lastly, KK4JD, Mr. Joe over in Greer. Thanks all for checking in. Let's try the India through Lima group one more time. India through Lima, I through L, please call K4HNR or net control.
In KQ4ZVG, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Victor Golf, Linda and Greer,
K4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome KQ4ZVG. Thank you, Miss Linda over in Greer, for checking in. We do appreciate it. All right, let's move on to the next group, Mike through Papa. The suffix of your call sign starts with M through P. Please call K4HNR or net control.
Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. WG4MC, Matt West, Granville County. B Nave and Native. 7-3 to you and all the net. And you're doing a good job tonight.
Please check in. K Kilo November 4, November Delta Victor. KN4NDV, Edith, visiting in Salem, home, Gainesville, Georgia. Thanks for running the net, Connor.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KG4MC, Mr. Matt over in Greenville. Also, I believe our Thursday night net controller. Thanks for checking in, Matt. We'd also like to welcome KN4NDV. That is Edith down in Georgia. Appreciate you checking in, Edith. Let's go one more time. The Mike through Papa group. Please check. Please call K4HNR or net control.
Tommy is KZ is Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie.
4, Mike Charlie. That's right. I may have said it wrong, but yep, I've got it in here right. Thank you, Matt.
Yes, 7-3.
Final time here. M through P. The suffix of your call starts with M through P. Please call K4HNR or net control. to the next group, Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Please call K4HNR or Net Control.
HNR. And Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. That's Bill and Calpin. Copy negative and negative.
For HNR. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris from Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4TRJ, that's Bill over in Cowpen. Thanks for checking in, Bill. And we've got KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris over in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. Well, let's see, one more time, the Quebec through Tango group. Please call K4HNR or Net Control. Please try to come through one more time. I didn't quite make that out. Be mobile out there if you get to a better spot. Just hop in anytime. Let's move on to the patient group of the night. That's Uniform through Zulu. The suffix of your call starts with U through Z. Please call K4HNR or
HNR. You're doing great. You sound good on here. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, but I will be around for RAGU. Good evening to you and Gabrielle and everyone on the net.
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. It's Jim and Berea. Negative and negative.
Doing great out there, buddy. Please check in KQ4 WJT, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Juliet Tango. This is Seth. I'm in Greenville, and I will for a little bit afterwards.
For HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First, we'd like to welcome N4ZLK. That's Shane over in Cleveland, South Carolina. Appreciate you checking in, Shane. That's my father-in-law. He got me into this hobby years ago, so I can't thank you enough. I'm glad it's got to this point, and glad we got to enjoy this together. So appreciate you. Thanks for checking in. And Gabrielle also says hello. She's sitting right here. Next, we'd like to check in KO4YHY. That is Jim over in Greenville. Thanks for checking in, Jim. And then lastly, my brother-in-law here, KQ4WJT, Mr. Seth over in Greenville. Thanks for checking in, man. Appreciate it. You sound good. Thanks for checking in, everybody. One more time, the Uniform through Zulu group, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
HNR, sorry to be late, Connor. Please check in 0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Tom, was waiting for you to check in. I appreciate it. Sounds like Chris was, too. Glad we got to get you in here. You check in anytime. That's N0TR, Mr. Tom, over in Greer. All righty here. Let's open it up to the whole alphabet group. A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check in, please call K4HNR or Net Control. And that long silence usually means we've got everybody. This is K4HNR now securing the formal portion of the net with a special thanks to everyone for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAGU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGUs. I think I've only got one tonight. I think just Seth here, KQ4WJT, said he wanted to stick around. Before we get to that here, I'd like to kick us off tonight with a little discussion, see if anyone has any thoughts on this, but I want to talk a little bit about vanity call signs. So there's a lot of you out there with really interesting stories that led to, you folks choosing your vanity call sign. I chose mine years ago. I want to tell that story. I think it's a fun story. As many of you know, there's a lot of limitations for what you can actually choose to be your call sign. First of all, because of where I live in the United States, I had to choose the number 4, so number 4, of course, has to be in the call sign. We're also limited, to the one or two letters that can precede the number, and there's even restrictions on what letters can come after the number, and a whole lot of rules there, but listen to how lucky I got. So for those of you that paid attention at the beginning of the net tonight, my first name's Connor, and my call sign is K4HNR, and if you take the number 4 in my call sign, if you squint your eyes,
maybe squint your ears a little bit and you make that look like a capital A, well, then you've got K-A-H-N-R, and that is just close enough to Connor for me. I thought I hit a home run with that one. I was pretty excited when I turned that one into my call sign. And here we are, our call sign. I'd love to hear it. Please call K4HNR or Net Control.
N4ZLK.
Okay, go ahead, Shane.
First of all, I'd like to say you're doing a fine job, really good. And it's like you've done this before many times, like people know you. And thank you for helping out. I know the club really appreciates it. And the ones that run the net. And I also have a vanity call sign. I got mine. I may have told this story before, so those of you who are listening who have heard it, apologies. And Connor, you may have heard about this before too, but when my first license was KC4VSC. And that was always a mouthful and kind of hard to say and kind of hard to understand what letters were what. But they came out with the vanity call sign a couple of years after my father-in-law passed away, who was N4ZLK, when they moved down from Delaware. At that time, they did have to change. I think now you do not have to have, or you can move and keep your same call, and also you don't have to have the number for the call area like you used to. I could get a 8 call or a 6 call or something like that, as long as it was available and it was in my license class. But anyway, they came out with the vanity call sign, and one of the almost guaranteed stipulations was if it was a family member, you could request that license. And Bob N4ZLK, my father-in-law, was my Elmer in ham radio, and I thought a lot of him. So I was honored to request this call sign, and I changed it up just a little bit. I say N4ZLK. But anyway, that's my story, and I will probably always have this call sign. Back to you, Connor.
Repeater, check in there. This is K4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That's awesome, Shane. I love hearing that story. It's great when a call sign can stay in the family and go from an elder to a student, and maybe one day you'll get to pass it on to someone. That's awesome. Love hearing that. Well, anyone else out there, anyone else have a fun vanity sign and a cool story behind it? We'd love to hear it. Please call K4HNR or Net Control.
4HNR.
Or JBQ, Mr. Larry, go ahead.
Thank you, Connor. I suppose you recognize the voice. I didn't identify by name. Impressive, I'll say. Well, I don't have a vanity call. Neither does my wife have a vanity call. However, she has kind of a blend of vanity and what Shane was speaking of. Her father was my Elmer and the first KC4MFK that I know of. So when I got my license, I was so tickled and proud of it that I just couldn't wait to recruit another one. So I says, honey, did you know that because your dad was a ham, if you study for your license, and you can get this on the first try, you get your license, and you don't have to wait, you don't have to do anything special, just request that your call sign be KC4MFK. And she got motivated. She was really gung-ho for that. So inside of, I'd say maybe 3 weeks, she'd studied up, but she's a quick study. She studied up for that and got that call sign, and I think she's been on the air maybe 3 times since. And I was coaxing her each time because people would say, well, you check yourself and then your wife into the net, and we never hear her. Okay, well, there's the story. Donna has a call sign because it was her dad's. And I'm glad she studied for her license because she understands my craziness. Truly, she does. Okay.
Connor, it was great to hear you on the net tonight. I feel proud to be here during your first time at being net control. May it be long and prosperous. You take care, won't you? And thanks for this this little window of opportunity for some of us to speak out. KK4JBQ, back to you, sir.
That, Larry, thanks for sharing that story. That's great. It's always great, like I mentioned earlier, you know, with Shane's call sign, when a call can stay in the family, you know, it's our ID over the air, and something, it kind of replaces our name. But yeah, I know with a lot of folks, it has a lot of story and, you know, means a lot more than just a couple letters and numbers. So I love hearing that. That's awesome. Yeah, and I kind of started out, sounds like similar to Donna, my first year or so. I was probably only on the air a couple times and, you know, so nervous to get on it and things. But knew I wanted to get into it, knew it was important, and studied and took the test. And then, yeah, took a year or so to really get into it and then really, really dive into it and get more into it. But, man, I appreciate you sharing that story, Larry.
Proud to give it out, and I'm proud that you're here to keep us all together. KC4, MFK, KK4, JBQ, back to you, 7-3.
All right, let's take a break here real quick. Looks like if there's any Echo Link stations only, if you'd like to check in, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
K4HNR. If you will, check K4HNR, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, on the net. Negative, negative, and I just, and if I am understanding correctly, this is your first time calling the net as a net controller. As a former net controller myself, I want to welcome you into the world of the net. Want to welcome you as a net controller, and from what I'm hearing, from what I've heard in the past few minutes, you're doing a good job. But being a former net controller myself, in Greenwood, wanted to welcome you to becoming a net controller. K-A-4-P-Q-A.
Internet, I appreciate it, Larry. Thanks for checking in here. I'm sorry, I said Larry. Steven, that's K-A-4-P-Q-A over in Greenwood. Appreciate you checking in, Steven. Glad to hear. Used to be a net controller yourself. Yeah, it's a fun hobby so far. It's just been about 30 minutes here of a hobby for me, so we'll see how it goes, but appreciate getting you in here tonight. Let's open it up to the alphabet, the whole alphabet, one more time, A through Z. If you'd like to check in, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
HNR. So, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo, India. Jack down Rocky Hill. Y'all have a great one. God bless.
K4HNR. Again, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County, B negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
NR. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative on traffic, but I will make vanity calls.
Control. Again, Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Alpha Echo, KR4 AAE. My name is Steven. I am mobile, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
4HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Appreciate y'all checking in here towards the end here. First, we'd like to welcome KJ4BKI. That's Jack over in Rock Hill. And we've got K4XB. That's Tommy over in Honeypath. And KQ4TBD, also in Honeypath. And WB4ZPH. That is David over in Taylor's.
Yeah, Dave, appreciate you sticking around for a comment here. I'm interested to hear about the vanity call sign. And last, we'd like to welcome KR4AAE, that's Steven, over in Taylor's. One more time, real quick, Alpha through Zulu, if anyone wants to check in, please call K4HNR or Net Control. I'll throw it over to you, David, real quick, with your comment about the vanity signs, WB4ZPH. Go ahead.
HNR and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, this is WB4ZPH. I was just going to mention my call sign is a vanity call sign, and I may have talked to some on the repeater about how I came about this call sign, but my wife's uncle was my, and still is, my Elmer, and he kind of introduced me to amateur radio the first time I met him. Prior to meeting him, I dabbled with CBs with friends and relatives, but when I met him, my eyes were really open to the, I guess, the exciting nature of radio. And he took his uncle's call sign when his uncle passed away. And so now his call sign is W4RVY. And his older call sign, which is my current call sign, WB4ZPH, was available. And frequently, when I would talk to him shortly after getting my license, he would say, yeah, my call sign's still out there. I wonder if anybody will ever get it. And after a while, I went out and applied for the vanity license and picked it up. And we met up with him and my wife's aunt shortly after my wife and I got engaged. And we showed them the engagement ring and had conversations about, you know, the wedding coming up and things like this. And I had gotten the license without his knowledge, and I pulled my license out that I carried around in my wallet, showed it to him, and he was more excited about me taking his call sign than he was about us getting married. So it was an interesting time. My old call sign was Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Zulu Charlie, which is quite a tongue twister if you say it quickly, but I've become accustomed to being WB4ZPH. Back to you, Connor.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. David, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. That's a great story. That cracks me up. I'm not surprised to hear that. Yeah, he was real excited about that. That's so funny. Love to hear that. Love that you surprised him with that, too. That's so funny. What a great time to surprise him with that. And what a good surprise. That's awesome. All right. Well, let's kick off here the actual rag chew portion. Now, let's see. Shane, you're going to have to help me out. I'm going to throw it to you first. I'm not sure what this phrase means, so you might have to explain it to me, but I've heard it thrown around. You are first on the stump tonight, so go ahead.
For HNR and 4ZLK, man, you young people don't know the old sayings. You ever heard of a preacher or somebody in a town meeting getting up on a stump to say something? That's basically kind of what that means. And I know some of the guys say you got a nice, clean, shiny stump because no one's used it yet. But anyway, getting up and saying something publicly, I guess.
Man, there's so many terms and phrases and things with this hobby specifically. I mean, all kinds of things. That's so funny. Thanks for clearing that up for us. How's your day been?
Right about things, and most people say negative and negative. And when I first started in the hobby and listening to the nets, people would say, I don't have any traffic or I don't have any round table, nothing for the discussion. And then I would hear that traffic, no table, and that's an easy way of saying negative and negative, you know, same thing. So there are lots of little things like that. I had a good day. I did some yard work. We did a little cleaning and cleaned up a little bit from the project we had done over here, and still got a lot of things to do, not necessarily with cleaning, but and then my brother and a friend of his, I'm not sure if they're officially dating yet, but or maybe they're dating, so they came up. He's from Utah, she's from Florida, and they came over. visiting my mother and John at over in Easley, and they came up for dinner, so we had a nice time with them. And they left just in time for the net tonight, so I didn't tell them either way. I didn't tell them I had to go, that I wanted to be back here for the net. It just happened to be when they left.
That's fine. I'm glad to hear that. That's awesome. Well, now that's got me thinking about the negative and negative. That's so funny how it's been shortened over time. So with passing traffic, I don't know that I've ever heard anyone, you know, pass traffic, I don't know, in the last couple of years. Maybe they do, and I've just missed it. But did that used to be a really common thing that, you know, a lot of folks who checked in would pass traffic and use that part of it?
Happened. I heard it more when I first got my license back in the early 90s. There are actual nets that's what they're set up for, and this one has the capability. You know, people can take messages from HF, you know, from somebody the other side of the country or another state somewhere, and if it's coming into South Carolina, and of course, you know, with cell phones and no long distance charges and email and texting and all that, I think it's kind of gone by the wayside, and the younger generation, it's hard enough to get them to get into ham radio, because they say, why do we need to communicate on the radio? We can just text. So, but yeah, it's a good thing to learn. It's a good thing to have. I mean, obviously, we saw that during Helene. There was a lot of traffic being passed. There is a system and a format that makes it easy if everybody learns it. If the person that's passing it knows kind of the format, the net controller knows the format, it's a lot easier to pass the traffic than just somebody throwing out a big message and running it all together. So it is nice, because things still do happen, as we experienced last fall with the hurricane, that it makes it more efficient if there is a standard way of passing things. But it can still happen. You never know. You might get surprised with one at some point.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm glad that, I mean, yeah, that's one of the big reasons why I got into this hobby. It's great that something like this exists, for when cell phone towers go down or people need to communicate or pass traffic or things. It's really cool hearing, you know, all the stories of how this got started, how it was used decades ago to pass everything, and look at where it is now. It's cool. It's awesome. See, I mean, I'm at 50 check-ins for tonight so far. That's pretty awesome. So many people keeping the hobby alive and everything, and it's pretty awesome. We had a pretty quiet day around here. We went stopped by the TR Farmers Market, said hey to some of those folks, and we've just been working on little projects here and there, trying to build a shelf for above the sink. Made a trip or two to Lowe's, and then just geared up and got ready to do this.
Sounds like a pretty productive day. I'm glad you were able to get that done. There's actually some people, I'm not sure, an organization or whatever, that does this, and I'm not sure, it doesn't happen all the time, because I haven't heard anybody comment on it lately. People would get their ham radio license. There was someone or some group of people that would send a congratulations on your getting your new license, and they would pass it through nets like this, and on the other end, either they passed it to the actual person over a net, or they made a phone call, somebody local, and said, hey, this message came from somebody, you know, up in New York or Massachusetts or wherever, and they want to say congratulations on passing, you know, on becoming a ham radio operator. So you can send birthday wishes to, you know, people. It's possible. There's some people still actively, you know, handle traffic. You'll hear it more on HF now than you will on 2-meter or local VHF, but it still does happen, and there are still nets that do it.
So cool. Yeah, it's crazy how times have changed. Now we can just, I mean, everyone just shoots a text or writes on your Facebook page. It's just a little different, but I'd imagine, yeah, getting a birthday wish over the air, that'd make you feel pretty special.
Send to somebody who's not a ham radio operator, and a local ham in the area would pick it up and make the phone call. I mean, I can remember when, it wasn't that long ago, when calling outside of your county, your city or your county was, you know, an extra charge, and if you wanted to go across the state line, the further away it got, the more expensive it got per minute. So it was a nice feature to have access to. But anyway, Connor, you need to get a couple more check-ins. I think you need to beat 51 tonight. Need to get at least 52, so need to scrounge those up. I know you can do it. But good job on the net. You sound great, and I'm glad you're doing this and hope to hear you many, many more times. And anyway, I'll let you go. I'll listen to the end of the net. Love you guys. Hope you have a good evening. And we'll see you. I think we're going to see you tomorrow at some point, maybe. K4HNR, N4ZLK.
Yeah, I think we will see you tomorrow. Yeah, appreciate you checking in, and thanks for the chat. Yeah, I'm trying here to get just a couple more check-ins. We just need a few more. Let's try one more time. Anyone else out there that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call K4HNR or Net Control.
In NC9V and Kilo Echo 4 Delta X-ray Juliet, Leon and Wendy from Hendersonville, and we'll be negative and negative.
K4NHR Net Control, recheck for correction and comment, or on comment on right you.
And recheck.
Net Control K4NHR. I'll let you go ahead and pick up that check in before me, and I'll make my correction and comments after you pick up this other check in.
HNR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to check in NC9V, Mr. Leon over in Hendersonville. Mr. Leon, I missed that second call assigned for your wife. Could you please give that to me one more time?
That call sign is Kilo Echo 4 Delta X-ray Juliet, KE4DXJ, name's Wendy.
That time, KE4DXJ, Miss Wendy, I appreciate that. Before I check in with that Echolink station, let's try one more time. If you'd like to check in, please call K4HNR or Net Control. Echolink station, that was, I believe, KA4PQA. Is that right? Go ahead with your the recheck and the comment.
Net Control, that is correct. It was me. That is correct. Net Control, it was Stephen, KA4PQA in Greenwood. First of all, I have a call sign correction. When you recognize Tommy and Angela, K4XB and his wife TBD, when you recognize them, you said, Honey Apache, their location. Their location is in Southern Greenville, not Honey Apache. And also, I heard the other station talking about the traffic passing. The traffic passing kind of reminds me of a Morse code, and Morse code is not used as popularly today as it was back years ago, but Morse code is still used. In fact, Morse code is what we use to communicate distress messages. On the night that the Titanic sank, so many years ago.
NR with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I appreciate you correcting me on that. Yeah, I've got Honey Apath here in the database, but yep, that is Southern Greenville. You're right. That's for K4XB and KQ4TBD. And I know what you're saying. I'm kind of glad about the Morse code not being a requirement, at least just to get into it, just to get your the technician. I took my technician in general the same day, and went ahead and got both licenses. But yeah, I was thankful. My father-in-law Shane, he's told me about how it used to be a requirement. I think it was just you had to do 5 words per minute, maybe. But you know, that's next on the horizon. Maybe that'll be the next thing we'll get in here, maybe eventually. But yeah, I imagine that was a pretty big hurdle for a lot of folks.
Copy that, Net Control. And when you mention you having taken both the technician in general in the same night and passing them, that you remind me I am 17 years this year. I am 17 years this year. I'm 17 years this year. 17 years this year, and that could be years away from being 20 years as a ham radio operator. And I can remember the evening that I took my technician test. The VEs, when I took my technician test, the VEs, once I successfully passed my tech test, the VEs allowed me to take the, even though I had not studied for it at all, even though I had studied or had no preparation for it, the VEs, upon passing my tech test, the VEs allowed me to take a, the VEs allowed me to take my chance at the general exam, and I was only four questions away from passing, doing what you did and getting both license classes in one night. So I kind of understand where you're coming from. The only difference with me is net control. I was on the general, you know, even though I passed the technician license with success, I only missed getting my general class license as well by four questions in one night. So net control, I kind of feel, I didn't catch your name, but I do, you kind of remind me of that, so I kind of feel exactly where you're coming from.
All right, with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been a fun hobby to get into, and that's wild. You said 17 years ago. That's crazy. I'm turning 30 this year, so that's more than half my life. That's crazy. I think one day I'll get to say the same. I sure wish I got into this hobby a lot sooner, maybe in high school or so, or earlier in college, but you know, we're in it now, so
could you repeat the last part of what you said? Echo link on my end dropped out, so I completely missed the last part of what you just said.
Not a problem. I was just saying I wish I would have gotten into the hobby a lot sooner, but we're in it now, so I'm glad to be a part of it now, but I'm just looking forward to the future and where the hobby takes me.
Copy that. I don't think I ever got your name on it. You already know my name, Stephen. Don't ever think I got your name, but anyway, I am planning on attempting the upgrade to my general class. And one thing I will mention about the other party was talking about vanity calls. The call that I have now was not my original call. My original call sign when I first became licensed 17 years ago was KI4ZSY. The call sign that I carry now, I've been carrying for 7 years, and I actually acquired the call sign. The call sign that I carry now, Net Control, is actually my dad, a deceased. My dad passed for 21 years this year. He was a ham radio operator, and the call sign that I carry now is his call sign. I've carried it for 7 years now, and I acquired his call sign shortly after my first license renewal. So I've carried the call sign. I renewed my call sign. So pretty much Net Control, 7 years ago when I did my first license renewal, I was able to acquire my dad's call sign through vanity call signs, and for the past 7 years, Net Control, I've carried my dad's call sign.
HNR, yeah, Steven, I appreciate that. Yeah, my first name is Connor. That's Conner. I appreciate you asking. That's a cool story, switching call signs. like that. Yeah, I know it took me some getting used to going from what I was issued. You know, I got pretty used to saying that, and then I got my vanity sign, and, you know, then I was stumbling over it for months, you know, reverting back and forth, but it wasn't too bad. But yeah, go ahead. Was there anything else you wanted to add?